Hey everyone, welcome to Magic in the Matrix. I'm your co-host Kelsey White, and here's my co-host.
I'm Alexander Fox.
Awesome. We're so excited to bring you all kinds of content that blends spirituality into the 3D. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce myself, and then I'll pass it to Alexander Fox. I'm Kelsey. I'm from Chicago, and I sometimes go by Quantum Barbie. Because I really think that you can be many things at once. I'm a dog mom, most importantly, as Alexander Fox knows. I'm a fitness enthusiast. I am a corporate finance executive, and I'm also a hippie. So I do astrology readings, Reiki healings, have all kinds of conscious conversations, study quantum physics, and much more. So I'm here in many ways to show you that you can be many things at once, and no one needs to conform to kind of prove that they fit in any circumstance because we're all quantum. And so I'm hoping through the use of this time and all of our future episodes that we can teach you all about all things spirituality and integrate it into the matrix. Alexander Fox, go for it.
That was a beautiful intro, Kelsey. Thank you. Yeah, my name is Alexander. I was born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio, and now here in Austin, Texas, being a transformational soul coach. I am a breathwork facilitator in somatics. I do Reiki energy, I do sound healing, and many other incredible things as well. And even on the side, outside of spirituality, I like to do hiking, I like to go on walks. I like to travel. I like to play soccer and just giving everyone, the privilege, the safety, and the permission to really, truly be themselves in anything that they would like to be in this reality and not have any outside thinkers or perceptions trying to clog or fog up, what truly wants to come out from your soul to really be showcased in this universe.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, we're so excited to welcome what ultimately can become a very expansive community of all kinds of people who feel seen, feel challenged in many ways in their belief system, and really hoping that we have a lot of fun here on Magic in the Matrix. But first, Mr. Fox, how did we meet?
Wow. So I love this question. I love the story behind it. I was having a tough time in Cleveland, Ohio, and I knew that my whole life was changing. So I ended up leaving Cleveland and I went to Asheville, North Carolina for 2 weeks. And then I traveled throughout the South. And eventually I made my way back to Austin, Texas, and I didn't have a place to stay. So I was using trusted house sitters to not have to pay for rent, but I could look after people's dogs and cats in their homes. And eventually, as soon as I got into Austin, my location changed on my phone. And then I can't remember if you reached out to me first or if I did, but that's how it started. We met on trusted house sitters.
I will confirm that I did reach out first because his profile said that he was a Reiki energy practitioner and that he could work with your pets. And my very number one priority in life is caring for my baby dog, Ollie, who is a American Pit Bull Terrier and the light of my life. So we
Wow.
still bond quite a bit hanging with Mr. Ollie Bear, but I was very, very grateful to manifest in, and Ollie also manifested in, Mr. Fox to be a big part of our lives. And that story is really cool because it just underscores how much we just can't miss what's meant for us. This relationship is so special to me, and our collaboration and partnership, hopefully in Magic in the Matrix and in many other endeavors, is something that, in my opinion, was very fated. So I just needed to go try to travel and try to get someone to care for Ollie, and voila, Magic in the Matrix is born in many ways. So awesome. I would note for all of our listeners to find the little synchronicities of your life and notice who just pops in your life when you need them, because they're probably meant to.
And pay
So.
attention to what that synchronicity has for you, because it's going to be even the tiniest of things could lead to like the biggest dreams of your life. You really have no idea what can really happen for you.
Beautiful. Well, after this love fest, we thought we would ask each other some questions so that you all can get to know us. I'm going to start with a couple longer form questions and then we'll end with rapid fire. Are you ready, Mr. Fox?
All right. Let's do it.
The deep breath in and out, little cortisol decrease. All righty. So this one's a little tough. What's the most awkward thing you've done to avoid small talk?
We were at a soccer tournament in Maryland, and I had a crush on a girl. And when I came face to face with her in the hotel lobby, I literally froze. And I couldn't say any words. And then I started to cry right in front of her. And then like, I walked away, and then my buddy, BJ Brendan, he literally came over to me and then like basically like pushed me right back into the scenario. And I'm just like, oh my God. And then all her friends were watching. And yeah, that was, yeah, I still couldn't even get out of it, even when I did everything I could to avoid it. So
noting, we support emotions for all people, especially men. So if you burst into tears in public out of fear, we support that. But we may want to incorporate an episode in the future on building self-confidence. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's so worthy for everyone, male and females, but also doing it with dignity and pride and, you know, integrity and unconditional love.
Proud of you for experiencing that emotion, but I'm not sure that you got the girl. Did you?
No, not even close. Nope.
All right. I'm next okay question. What's the craziest thing you've Googled at 3 a.m.?
Okay, the conspiracy theory of Project Bluebeam, and a little bit about that. Supposedly, it's a conspiracy theory of aliens attack the world, and then the government steps in and says, oh, we saved the day. And some people say that it was actually the government who were the aliens. So I had some friends talking about it one day, and I was like, what is going on with this? I didn't make any sense. And then I started reading about it, and I said, maybe I wouldn't put it past the government to do something like that, but I don't know if that would really happen.
Hey, conspiracy theories are excellent 3 a.m. Googles. I very support that strategy for you. We skipped my awkward small talk, but that's fine because it was truly just hiding in a clothing rack at a Target. When I saw an old person I knew from high school that I literally have no beef with, I just didn't have the energy to small talk. And so I hid as a full grown adult. In terms of the craziest Google.
Yes, to you.
One time, I've talked about my dog Ollie enough, but if you want to get to know me, Magic the Matrix community, it's me and Ollie through and through. I was totally sober. I am totally sober. Just like this past year, like nothing, no, you know, crazy hormones going on. And I Googled sleepily 3 a.m., many hours of sleep under my belt. Why do I love my dog so much? So did not get a very helpful response, but it's in my heart.
Oh, I'm sure all the answers are just pour out of your heart as soon as you ask that question. It's just like, oh, he's so cute. Oh, he's so loving. Oh, he attends to my needs as much as I attend to his.
I sometimes think that Ollie is just a mirror of my consciousness because I will literally like hit my toe on a walk or something and he like jerks his toe or vice versa. We'll have to delve into that as well in a future episode.
Ooh, yes. I'll do that with a walk with him next time.
Ooh. Y'all should get on the Ollie helping walk train. It's very fun. Third and final long form question before we get to the rapid fires. What place in the world would you most like to meditate?
Tibet.
Tibet.
Absolutely. Yeah. Where in the world? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I just said I love that answer. It sounds heart-opening just hearing it. So imagine being there. Very cool.
So mystical. Haven't been there yet, but bucket list.
Very soon for you. We're calling it in.
Calling it in. Yes. All right, Kelsey, where would you like to have a place in the world to meditate at?
My top bucket list place absolutely includes meditating there is Easter Island. I saw a documentary on those big Moai statues. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. The ones that got like huge faces on them.
Yeah. And there's there are conspiracies there on how they got moved around. Like this is Easter Island is in the middle of nowhere, but I saw this documentary years ago, and I was much younger and less spiritually awakened. And I was on fire from a soul level. Like, I have to go there. So who knows what sort of past lives or energy is waiting for me at Easter Island. But although I get very motion sick, I will make my way there someday and meditate. Mm.
Wow. Easter Island. I mean, the sound of it sounds pretty fun and exuberant and exciting.
Maybe I lean into Easter and wear pastels. Hot pinks, guys, baby pinks. All those are my colors. So Quantum Barbie exists on Easter Island.
We have your eggs painted like pink and white and light blue and everything.
Of course. All right, guys, you're getting to know us more, but we can even go quicker. So we are now to the Magic of the Matrix rapid fire question round. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Best pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Favorite season?
Fall.
Favorite spiritual modality?
Reiki energy.
Favorite breakfast?
I'm pretty simple. Eggs and hash browns and cheese. I'm good.
Morning or night?
I like mornings.
Hogwarts house.
Gryffindor.
All right. This is your final rapid fire question. What is your favorite animal?
Overall, jaguar.
Jaguar. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Why jaguar?
So I was watching Planet Earth at like my friend's house for like New Year's Eve. And like we were, you know, obviously partying for New Year's Eve, but so it's like 1 a.m. we're watching Planet Earth and like they were videotaping this jaguar and it was in the rainforest and it literally was like hunting, was going super slow. And then all of a sudden it jumps up in the air and it goes into the water. And for a few seconds, we're like, what on earth is this jaguar doing? And it literally attacked a crocodile and it took it down in the water. And it blew my mind. And I said, okay, the jaguar is the most baddest animal on the planet. Because there's no way that a land animal should really ever try to attack a crocodile for like almost any reason. But yeah. And you couldn't even see the crocodile. It was very well hidden. The jaguar knew exactly where it was. And the crocodile had no instincts of anything tracking it. Yeah, mind blown.
Big boss energy. That really is big boss energy. Hundy P.
Yeah. All right.
Gorgeous. All right. Well Your done. Turn. I like those answers. Very, very good. Very
Thank you.
Elucidating.
Oh, that's a fantastic word. Beautiful. All right. Are you ready now for your rapid fire?
I'm ready. I had a little exposure to what some of the questions are, but I haven't had time to think. So
it'll give you a few extra split moments to know what the answer is. Okay. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yes.
We differ on that. Tea or coffee?
Coffee all day.
Mm.
Except like not afternoon for me, but coffee.
Overall coffee. Cool. The best pizza topping?
Pineapple.
Oh. On the first episode going all out.
It's truly pineapple hive rise up.
It is good. It is good with some bacon and stuff. Mm-hmm. Your favorite season?
Summer. I like to be in that sun.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And your favorite spiritual modality?
That's a hard one. It's have to be fast. Conscious conversation.
Ooh.
We're doing it now. Thank you.
Deep into those. Your favorite breakfast?
I would probably go with an egg white omelet. Plus a side of fruit and some really good toast with butter.
Delicioso.
Mm-hmm.
Morning or night?
Morning. You know, I'm up. I'm up in these streets thinking.
And at your Hogwarts house.
All right, I've thought of this before. So my Hogwarts house is Ravendor.
Okay, now you got to explain that.
I would say I identify most with my intellect. So you'd think that would be Ravenclaw, and that's first. But I also live very much aligned with my values, and that's that integrity is so important to me, and the integrity of the people around me is so important. So I couldn't just leave out Gryffindor and the courage and the like really just beautiful heart. So I gave myself both.
Very phenomenal answers right there then for becoming as one.
Thanks for the support.
Yeah, no, I dig it. Last but not least, your favorite animal.
Elephants, shout out to Ollie.
He's about to look at you like, better say me.
He's like, what'd you say? Well, this is really fun. We hope you guys had a great time getting to know us a little bit and our intentions for Magic in the Matrix. Next up, we are going to do a podcast that elaborates a bit on something we just tried, and that is inspired action. So sometimes it's painful to take the first step, but it's always worth it. Thank you all for tuning in. See you soon.
Inspired action. Cool. Have fun, y'all.